WSHE-HD2, Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
You can beat the heat if you beat the charges too. They said I was a cheat. I guess it must be true. And my friends all smell like weed or little babies. And the city reeks of driving myself crazy. Little did you know your home's really only a town you're just a guest in. So you work your life away just to pay for a timeshare down in Destin, Florida.
For me. Is she singing about Kansas City?
Florida.
Oh, no, not Florida. Oh,
I think this means that Taylor Swift is a fan of Florida or Ohio. That's what
so this
that's
is
my
about
reading.
Florida, but boy, was she talking about being a chief, though?
Cheat. A cheat.
Oh, a cheat. Oh, I thought she was saying I'm a chief.
I think this actually...
Did you hear Karm today?
I'm a chief.
I guess she swears a lot in some of these new songs.
Good for her.
And Karm actually said, his quote was, I think it was, I like Dirty Taylor.
Yeah, I know. I heard him say that.
I like Dirty Taylor is what he said.
Yeah, he means like when she swears, right. But yes.
I don't know what he meant, to be honest with you. But you can interpret
Yeah,
it.
I don't like that that Carmen doesn't like her early stuff. All of her stuff's great.
We celebrate her entire catalog.
Do you have chocolate on your nose, or is that a scratch?
No, it's probably chocolate. I was trying to get the last chocolate chip out of my oats.
What does your doctor think about that?
There's one more chocolate chip left, and I can't get it out of there. One chocolate, you see that?
Yeah.
That one chocolate chip left.
Yeah.
I can't get out of there.
Does you think the chocolate's good for the, I mean, like... You eat the oats because they're healthy for you, but when you throw a whole handful of chocolate chips in there, does it maintain its level of goodness?
You got to throw a carrot at me, okay. And I don't mean a real carrot. I mean like the chocolate chip. Is
listen,
like,
if I threw a carrot at you, you'd throw it back, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
You still have chocolate on the bridge of your nose.
Yeah.
You're saving it for later.
Right there.
Unless that's a scab.
No, I think it was
dried chocolate?
Dried up chocolate.
It's like a milkshake.
Yeah.
Milkshake.
Yeah. This was like a dark chocolate sea salt.
Yeah.
Oats.
Good caramel. Any caramel in there?
No caramel.
No.
Not a White Sox.
Do you
White
like Dirty
Sox
Taylor,
milkshake.
Too?
Oh, I don't mind when a artist swears. Not at all.
But do you prefer Dirty Taylor?
No.
To
I
proper
don't.
Taylor?
No. I don't prefer either or, but because I like old school
Taylor.
Did
you pass judgment on Karm for... preferring Dirty Taylor versus regular Taylor?
No, like everyone likes what they like. Can you believe I thought she was saying I'm a chief? Or whatever.
Well, listen, it was your first, I think, hearing of the song.
Well, and I thought she was like leaning into being like a Kansas City chief.
By the way, I don't know, like you guys know her better than I do with regard to her music. Is she trumpeting the benefits and the beauty of Florida, or is she taking a shot at Florida?
I think if you check out the lyrics of Florida, I think it fits right in nicely with Florida or Ohio. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
She was talking about weed, that it smells like weed?
Well, yeah.
I think it was all her friends smell like weed.
Or babies.
Or babies. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
They've chosen the lifestyle of parenting or not at all.
Or smoking weed and just getting high.
To each their own?
Yeah. By the way, the Cubs did win, I mentioned. 8-3 is the final score there. A couple of updates. Ian Happ left the game with hamstring tightness. And what did Jesse say, Tyler?
He said that no update on whether or not he'll play tomorrow, but Jesse said he would assume that he will not play in both games tomorrow.
Okay.
No need to against that minor league team.
The Cubs improved to 12-7. They're 5 games over .500. That's their high watermark. And it's very early in the season, but they are tied for first place right now. Jameson Taillon did return today. And like Waddle said, it's a terrible Marlins team. The Marlins are 4-16. Taillon went 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 4 strikeouts, no walks.
That's good. It's a good line.
Yeah, it's a very good line. A couple hits for Nico Horner, who is back at the top of the lineup. That's something that Council's been doing a little bit more lately.
He is hitting over, what is it, 450 or something like that in his last several games?
And Bellinger's been back. He went 2-for-4 today with a run driven in. He's up over 200 now, and like, I know that sounds weird, but he had been like well below 200 for most of the season. Did anybody homer today? I don't think so. It doesn't look like anyone homered.
Cubs have got an exciting start to the season.
Yeah.
You can't deny that. And they're doing it with an injured starting rotation and a bullpen that has been shaky, to say the least.
The best news of the day coming out of Wrigley Field was from Steffi Sports, who has a picture of Matt Eberflus singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Eberflus joined by a new coordinator, Shane Waldron and Eric Washington, and also special team coordinator. What's Hightower's first name?
Richard.
Richard Hightower. He was there last year. He's been there the last couple of years. And I think he was one of the guys, too, behind the new kickoff role. So Hightower, Washington, Waldron, all of his three-phase coordinators were all there. And according to Steffi Sports, Matt Eberflus pronounced peanuts.
He did.
And he did not say penis.
Excellent.
He said peanuts.
Find me some penis and crackers,
which was the downfall. That was a big downfall in Matt Nagy. It all went south after that.
I think you get arrested for that up there.
Well, and I think this is good news for the Bears.
I do as well. Yes.
Do you think they went over that with Matt Eberflus ahead of time?
Yes.
Like, was
they
that a point
him.
Of emphasis?
Yes.
If you have to emphasize that the word peanuts needs to be pronounced
some penis and cracker jam.
Not like that, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't think you need to be coached.
I think you're wrong. I think if you haven't learned from history,
are you just inclined to say penis instead of peanuts?
It's going to repeat itself.
You know what? That might be a literal definition of crossing your T's and dotting your I's.
Literally,
With your coaches, you make sure that they pronounce peanuts.
Yes.
Do they some penis and cracker jack?
Do they do that only for Eberflus because he also is a Bears coach? Or do they tell everyone that comes in to sing, don't say penis, say peanuts?
I think anyone in that building who goes to Wrigley
and says,
take me, you get coached up. Look, if one time you didn't keep contain when you're supposed to on your assignment, even though it's football 101, you still remind everyone in the building, look, this is what happened the last time we played the Packers. This happened. This is the last time something happened at Wrigley back in 2019, and it all went south.
Buy me some penis and cracker jam.
We're full of ourselves after a 12-4 season. What was it, 12-4 were they that year in 18?
Yeah.
12-4. You know, we're thinking that we're going to be good for years to come. Played fast and loose with the words.
At that point, too, why is somebody having to buy it for you? I mean, you're coming off a 12-4 season.
Buy me some penis and cracker jack.
Can we get Eberflus's version and review it?
If you have to be reminded not to say penis instead of peanuts, you're a lost cause.
Buy me some penis and cracker jack.
Certain things you don't have to tell your children.
No,
it's just assumed.
Waddle, I am telling you, you have to learn from history.
Ugh. No chance.
You do. You do. Learn from past failures. Don't allow them to happen again. Even if you think it's so simple.
So if you go up and you're singing the seventh inning stretch on Sunday, it's Mark Silverman Day up at Wrigley.
I'm going peanuts.
Are you expecting them to tell you, hey, Sylvie, remember, it's not penis, peanuts.
I'm making a mental note.
I got it, but do you think, that's what I'm saying, do you think you need to be coached?
But a lot of people,
I think you draw attention to it. I think you move on from it and say, hey, in the long history of this song being sung, only one guy did this.
But it was the Bears coach, and he's the Bears coach. He needs to be reminded of it. He's got the new look. I like it. He looks good. And he doesn't have the jersey tucked in. He's got it unbuttoned too. Very fashionable.
Well, he's got fashion.
He's got
that.
Someone's coached him up all offseason. Yeah. Why stop now?
I'm with you. He's all pointing in the right direction.
Should we get to Aki's A-List? Let's do it.
It's time for Aki's A-List. From the mind of the man who understands the four P's of Waddle's world. Hockey's A-List. The top questions and topics floating around in Tyler Aki's mind.
Are these really the questions that I was called here to answer?
Aki's A-List on ESPN Chicago.
All right, Tyler, you've got questions. We'll try and provide some answers better than the take me out to the ballgame stuff.
All right. FanDuel released the numbers for Rookie of the Year, as well as the over-under for Caleb Williams passing yards. Wow. Well, I know you've seen the number, Sylvie.
I have not.
Can you guess the number that FanDuel is putting out there for the over-under on Caleb Williams passing yards?
I know I'm going to bet over, no matter what it is.
7,000.
I bet you it's a, I'll still go over 7,000. It's got to be light, big, at least, because I think he should throw for 3,800 yards, 3,600 yards. I would say the total is 3,450.
You were just off. It was 3,350 and a half. So
it's still light for me. I'm going over.
You got to pound the over.
You know, I did some of the digging. So there have been 25 quarterbacks drafted first overall in the common draft era. 17 of those 25 have thrown for over 3,350, and 8 of them have been the first overall pick. 7 of the last 10 first overall picks have also done it, and Joe Burrow was on pace to do it before he got injured.
My guess, too, is that most of the guys that are being picked first overall are going to bad teams, so they're going to be out there throwing it 50 times a game. So
true.
This one's a little different.
Like, how many Bears quarterbacks have thrown for over 3,350? Two? Kramer and Jay. And Jay?
Probably. Did Jim Miller ever throw for over 3,350?
I don't think he started enough games to do it.
That's crazy. That is just utter craziness.
So go ahead, Tyler. And so what was the other one?
And then the other is Rookie of the Year. His odds to win Rookie of the Year, we don't have to guess those necessarily, but he is plus 350 to win Rookie of the Year, obviously the favorite when you are the number one overall pick. But if he does not accomplish the over in terms of his passing yardage this year, it will be an unsuccessful rookie season.
Well, I mean, it would obviously, there are factors. I mean, whether how many games does he play?
Let's say he plays 16 games.
Well, how many yards is that per game? Do the math.
A little over 200.
Yeah, that would be disappointing to me. I'm expecting him to be a difference maker. I'm not guaranteeing that he is going to be lights out from the very beginning. There will be some down moments. But as I've said all along, by the time we get to the end of the season, my expectation is that the quarterback play, because of his attractive skill set and the infrastructure around him, should be significantly better than the quarterback play we've seen here over the last 3 years. That's my expectation.
Now, Cutler and Kramer are the only Bears quarterbacks to ever do it in a single season.
That's unbelievable.
Cutler did it three times. Mitchell came close. Trubisky.
That's crazy.
With 32-23.
That just shows you
Trubisky was under. Rex Grossman was under at 32. What did
31-93 for
31-93.
I mean, isn't that that's crazy?
It's how crazy bad this organization has been at quarterback.
CJ Stroud last year in 15 games.
4,000 yards, right?
4,108 yards.
4,100 yards in 15 games.
As a rookie. That's what I'm saying. Like, if he doesn't throw for more than 30, what was the number?
3,350.
Yeah, you got to throw for more than that. I need 3,500. I don't believe you're going to get, what's your win total? 11?
Mine 10.
I don't think you get to 10 if you throw for 3,350.
Like, seriously, injury is the only thing that should stop that.
Correct. If he throws for 3,310 or 3,350 in 16 games, my guess would be, and I know they're going to run a balanced attack. I get that. My guess is going to be that you're not going to get to your 10 win mark.
I'm with you. What's next, Tyler?
All right, so the Bulls have their play-in game tonight. We've talked a little bit about, is it better for them to win and get into the playoffs or lose and get into the lottery? So If they were to lose tonight and get into the lottery, they would have a 2% chance of winning the NBA draft lottery. Do the Bulls have a 2% chance, a better than or worse than 2% chance of winning a series against the Boston Celtics?
I bet you ESPN Analytics would probably have it higher than 2.
4 or 5%.
But I don't have it as that. My brain computes it as less than that. They're not beating the Celtics. They're not. Not in this 7-game series. This is not going to even be close to what year was that? 08? When Kevin Garnett was out and the Bulls pushed him to 7? 09? Not going to happen.
They also played that close series with the Celtics. What was that, 2017?
They won the first 2 games and then they
Rondo
lost 4 in a row.
Yeah. Rondo got hurt.
Playoff Rondo got hurt. Mm-hmm. If Rondo would have stayed healthy. No.
They would have lost.
I saw also Tremaine Edmonds throughout the first pitch today, not Fluce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was Bears Day up at Wrigley.
Was that Shota catching a football, too?
That was.
Shota was catching a football. Was. It's such a fun team.
He's the best.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you guys love him now. Wait till he gives up 10 runs.
Shut up with your 500 Reds.
And this has nothing to do with my team.
So then leave my team alone.
Real quick, I want to ask
you. By the way, he's pitching, isn't he? Is he pitching this
tomorrow? Tomorrow. Yeah. He's doing the second game tomorrow, I believe. Real quick, Taylor Swift did released her album last night at midnight, and then at 2 a.m. announced it's going to be a double album and released 15 more songs on top of the 16 that were already out. Is there any athlete in sports that you would stay up to watch past 2 in the morning?
Yeah, I would stay up. Yeah, I would stay up to watch Tiger Woods in his prime. I would stay up to watch an NFL, you know.
Like for a regular.
Caleb Williams.
Like, it depends on the game. Like, I would stay up on to watch the Super Bowl or to watch, like, a big game.
What if the opening game of the Bears season with the new quarterback Caleb Williams kicked off at 2 a.m.? I'd be up.
Yes.
I'd stay up for it.
Yeah. Absolutely. For any Bears game, I would stay up.
Yeah, I would too. If they're 2-14, I don't know if I'm standing up for the season.
I remember like under the Don Baylor Cubs, I woke up early for like Cubs and Mets in Japan. Like I made breakfast for Carmen and for Jeff Brusso came over to my house on Dearborn in like the year 2000.
What time was it? They spend the night?
We're gonna have that
no, like
next
5
year.
In the morning.
We'll have that next year with Cubs and Dodgers in Japan.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to be up
there. You're not going to come over for breakfast?
No. Mm-mm.
Is that for opening day?
Eggs? You're going to make those fattening eggs that
no
you
No more sous vide no? eggs. No? I used to buy the Starbucks eggs from Costco.
What makes them so fattening?
Danny was telling me all the preservatives. There's bacon in them. There's cheese.
That's what makes them taste good.
And there's eggs. And it's fantastic. But he says, too, they're not like fresh, like making fresh eggs. He says there's a bunch of preservatives that keeps them from going bad, I think. And the preservatives probably make them high in cholesterol.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
Do you just know they're good?
I know they're tasty. Great.
Honestly,
eating those 3 eggs were one of the highlights of my day.
How many calories do you think were in those 3 eggs?
I don't think it's high. I don't think
just
it was
high
a high
fat total.
Yeah, like eggs are high in fat to begin with, but not a bad fat.
How's your good cholesterol?
I don't know.
Well, there's bad cholesterol and good cholesterol. My bad cholesterol is good, and my good cholesterol is not as good as it needs to be. There's a certain cholesterol level you need to have at a certain level. Mine's below that. So
I don't know. My doctor just said, your cholesterol was high. He said, not high enough to put on medicine, but we need to monitor it. You need to watch it and see if you could eat better. I said, okay.
You do eat.
I do eat fairly good, but.
What did he tell you to watch?
Well, I was thinking to myself what I eat, and I thought I pinpointed the eggs in my brain.
Did you ask him? Did you say, hey, what do I need to stay away from?
Yeah, he said eggs, and I said to Danny, I go,
the doctor upstairs who's also in charge of content, Dr. Danny?
And because now they say that the egg yolks are not bad for you, but those types of eggs are.
Because they've got bacon and cheese and stuff.
Or because they have preservatives. Yeah. Like, if you just have farm fresh eggs, I don't think the egg yolks are bad for you. And I don't want to get too deep in this.
All right.
Would we have a Bears draft party tickets to give away? All right, tell me, how many calories does an egg yolk have?
1,258.
I'm kidding. That is not the question. You want to read this one, Waddle? Your first crack caller.
The year
caller.
That I signed with the Chicago Bears.
Yes. Don't give it out, though.
I was an undrafted free agent. There were actually 20 draft picks the Bears made that year. It was a 12. Obviously, there were 12 rounds back in the day. As we used to say, if you couldn't get drafted in 12 rounds, you really did suck. Anyway, that year, I was added to the team as an undrafted free agent. Who did the Bears draft in the first round in that year?
312-332-3776. So the year that Waddle signed as an undrafted free agent, who did the Bears draft in the first round? I believe this could be the trickiest one that we have asked this week.
By the way, the man who signed me passed away yesterday.
Oh, he did?
He did. Yeah.
Was that Tobin?
Bill Tobin.
Bill Tobin passed away yesterday?
Passed away yesterday. 83.
Oh, wow.
It was either yesterday or early this morning. You remember Vince passed away about a year or so ago, I think. Vince was the defensive coordinator. Bill Tobin was front office,
right?
Player personnel.
And then went to the Colts.
Then went to the Colts and had that famous exchange
with Mel.
Not directly, but yes, about Mel Kiper. You remember the players that were involved in that?
Was it one of the players from Nebraska?
Yes.
What was his name?
Trev Alberts.
Trev Alberts.
And the other one was quarterback.
Was it Jim Harbaugh?
Trent Dilfer.
Oh, Trent Dilfer.
Yes.
And he went on that rant to Chris Mortensen, remember?
Can you pull that for us, Mellor, as a tribute to Bill Tobin?
Bill Tobin. Feisty guy.
Good guy. Duke's his son, right?
Yes.
Who's Duke in Cincy?
Yes, who's basically, I don't know what his title is, but he's basically the general manager of the Cincinnati Bengals. He's done a really nice job. They have a shoestring budget there in terms of their scouting department and how they do things. He's done a really nice job.
All right, we'll see if we can get that inside Waddle's world. As a tribute, that I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Florida or Ohio coming up. We'll get the winner and give you the winning answer coming up next.
At every age, through every stage, Access Community Health Network is your family's medical home. With 35 Chicagoland locations and a wide range of insurance plans accepted, keeping your family healthy is easy. Visit ACHN.net or call 866-267-2353 to schedule an appointment today.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Isn't that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
First things first, we have a winner. Do we not? Sean in Roscoe Village knows the answer to the question. The year I signed with the Bears as an undrafted free agent, the question was, who did the Bears draft in the first round? Sean has the correct answer. Sean, what's up?
How you doing, fellas? Sorry, Waddle, how many sacks did Donnell Wolford have, and how many sacks did Trace Armstrong have?
Sacks? I don't know, but those were the two guys that were drafted in the first round of the 1989 draft by the Bears.
What did we calculate that Trace had, what, like 40-some sacks with the Bears in his career?
I think so. He had over 100. He had 100.
What did Donnell have? Maybe, what, 6 sacks as a Bear? 10 on a blitz?
Don't even know. Not sure.
Good
Not
cover
sure.
corner, though.
Oh, he was fantastic. Strong, fast, very athletic.
That was answered quickly, too.
Yeah.
That was good.
First one.
Oh, really?
First call, yeah.
I didn't know.
How old a man are you, Sean?
I'm 38, but I have fast fingers.
There you do. Went to the Google machine, I'm sure.
Oh, fast fingers.
Yeah.
Ah, very good. Sean.
It's all about the W, baby.
Yeah.
It's all about the dub.
Hold on, and we'll see you at the draft party, okay?
Sounds good, fellas.
Thanks, Sean. As I mentioned earlier, Bill Tobin, longtime Bears and Colts front office executive, passed away yesterday at the age of 83. He was actually the guy. It was Rod Graves who kind of officially signed me, but Bill Tobin was Rod Graves' boss at that time. And you mentioned, I think Meller's got the sound, right? It was the draft. I don't know what year it was.
1994.
Okay, so Mort is sitting with Bill Tobin, and they're talking about why the Colts drafted.
Before I play that, I want to play Mel Kiper's criticism on the broadcast as the Colts.
This is good draft.
Think about this. This is 30 years ago. Yeah. This is how long Kiper's been like doing the draft.
So this is his criticism of the Colts trading up and then not selecting Trent Dilfer, who was on the board, because they had Jim Harbaugh as their quarterback.
You got a problem with this move?
I think it's a typical Colt move. I mean, here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback. There were two out there. They have a chance at two. They don't take them. They end up coming back into the picture to get Trent Dilfer. They take an outside linebacker. Not even a true outside linebacker. Somebody has to learn coverage in Trev Alberts. They have Coriat. They have Herod. They do have a hole that developed with the release of Dwayne Bickett. But to pass up a Trent Dilfer when all you have is Jim Harbaugh, give me a break. That's why the Colts are picking second every year in the draft.
One question, Bill. A lot of criticism about not taking a quarterback here. Your response?
Well, you know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
That was the old comeback back in the day, was he's never put on a jock strap.
That's a good old-fashioned ball busting right there.
That is.
That's old school ball busting.
Yeah.
And Mel Kiper has stood the test of time.
Well,
And I think he has softened his criticism, too. I don't think he criticizes the teams like he used to.
No, and by the way, Trent Dilfer isn't going to the Hall of Fame, but he had a better career than Trev Alberts.
Right.
So, I think Trev Alberts right now is the AD at Nebraska.
I think you're right. I think he's Fred Hoiberg's boss.
Yes, I think he is as well. Was there other sound you wanted to play? I think that, did you get it from Caleb Williams?
I have not been able to get it yet, no.
So instead of that, I will go in a different direction. By the way, I don't know how important this is, but Duncan Robinson is available for the Heat tonight. Jimmy Butler not, but Duncan Robinson is. On the ESPN
He'll go for 20. Yeah, because do you remember last year who went for a big night for the Heat against the Bulls?
Wasn't it the kid that was the second-round pick?
Max Strus.
Yeah.
Who's no longer
right, from DePaul?
Right, he's with Cleveland now.
Right. By the way, there are 12 or 11 experts that have picked the game, the Bulls and Heat, on the ESPN NBA website. Would you like to make a prediction as to
11
how many
of them?
11
I'm
have predicted.
I'm going to say 7 Heat, 4 Bulls.
8 Bulls, 3 Heat.
Oh!
8 Bulls,
I'm on the Bulls
3
side.
Heat.
I have picked the Bulls.
The Chargers are suggesting they need an attractive offer to trade number five pick.
No, I expect them to say, we need an unattractive offer. Yeah.
So they're going to stay at 5 unless you give them an attractive offer. I still think that they're going to go 4 quarterbacks, and then the Bears are going to pick 9th, and they're going to have their selection of a really good player. By the way, we never got a chance to talk about this. I know that I think everyone read at least part of the article as to how the whole Bill Belichick interview process and how he ultimately wasn't chosen by the Atlanta Falcons. Did you read the entire article? I know, Meller,
yes,
you read it, didn't you?
I did.
It was a really interesting read about how Belichick thought he had the job, and obviously, at the end of the day, they decided Raheem Morris was their selection. In fact, they did a vote, and Bill Belichick didn't even finish in the top 3.
Right.
And there have been some people that have come out and said that Bill Belichick was done wrong by Robert Kraft. I don't know exactly what Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank, but if Robert Kraft felt a certain way about Bill Belichick,
you can't lie about a reference.
Right. There's been a lot of emotion tossed around with regard to this story. I'm not so sure that Robert Kraft did him, you know, I think everyone kind of knew where Bill Belichick stood at this
point. Did you see, too, on what show is, what's his name, the former Colts punter?
McAfee.
McAfee. Did you see Belichick on McAfee?
I did not, but I knew he was on the show.
I saw the clip. Belichick disclosed that he has never, ever, ever had a cup of coffee. Ever.
Really?
Doesn't that explain a lot in his personality?
That he's never had a caffeine buzz?
Yeah, like, think about it. We're all like Bill Belichick when we're tired. We all act grumpy ass like him. We're all that way.
What does he drink in the morning?
But after we get the first cup of coffee in us, yeah, we perk up.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, we're a new person.
Yeah.
We're different. We're all Bill Belichick without caffeine. But Bill Belichick has never let himself have, maybe he drinks Coke, though. I don't know. So maybe he does get caffeine. But that was, to me, the best.
Coffee's for closers.
This was the best explanation to me on why he's such a dud, personality-wise.
No coffee. Not sure if I 100% believe it, but I know where you're coming from.
Yes.
For me, that makes sense.
You see how Yurko is before you bring him the goodness of coffee?
He's asleep.
But then what happens?
He's life of the party. Nothing a good cup of Java can't fix.
If you would give, and Dunkin' Donuts is a huge sponsor of the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think if you would slip Belichick a big cup of Dunkin' Donuts, a splash of cream, a little sugar in that baby, and you made him guzzle that, don't you think we'd see a different Belichick on the podium?
Probably not, but I'd give it a try. I'd definitely give it a try.
By the way, I have breaking Trev Alberts news. On March 13th, he took the Texas A&M job.
Oh, he did.
He left Nebraska. Yes.
Okay.
He's now the new AD at Texas A&M, replacing Ross Bjork.
No more Bjork. It's time for Florida or Ohio.
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation. Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
Florida or Ohio is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. We love those guys, and we love playing Florida or Ohio. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com.
Man cracks open a beer after allegedly firing a gun near officers. A man cracked open a beer after he fired the gun near officers on Tuesday.
Was it in celebration?
No, nothing about a celebration in here. Brett McPeak allegedly fired a gun near them and several neighbors who were outside at the time. Body camera video shows an officer with his gun drawn talking to McPeak. He asked, Brett McPeak, do you have a firearm on you? No, sir, McPeak replied. This beer is cold, sir. I want to drink it. Come check me. I want to drink this beer. Is that cool? I haven't done nothing wrong.
Sounds like some douche from Cleveland.
I was going to say this sounds like a good old boy, like in your neck of the woods. I'm going to go Youngstown, Ohio.
That's a rough spot.
I know.
So did you say Ohio? You said Cleveland, right, Waddle?
Yes.
I got to play the... Even though I think the accent that Tyler gave us sounded Ohioan to me, I'm still going to go with Florida. Go against you guys.
It took place in Port Orange, Florida.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Still a douche, just a Florida douche.
Ugh.
It's going to be okay. Your weekend will be just fine.
The day Taylor Swift releases a song called Florida, yeah, you think Tyler's going against her? No chance.
That's true. That's a good point. All right, what to watch for coming up next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
What to Watch For, brought to you by Connie's Frozen Pizza. Get to know the true Chicago style with Connie's Frozen Pizza. Born in Chicago, enjoyed everywhere. Caller 10, you get free pizza right now from Connie's Frozen Pizza. This was brought to our attention by Pat Boyle. Thank you to PB. Good time, Patty Boyle.
He's been pardoned for the rest of
it. Yeah, and it's a good thing to give a heads up to you to watch the entire interview. The Pivot with Ryan Clark. Who else is on there?
Fred Taylor and Channing Crowder?
Channing Crowder. That's who I was looking for. Channing Crowder's on this as well. He does the show with my guy Mark Hockman in Miami. This was Caleb Williams talking about the day he found out, or the day the Bears made the trade, where Justin Fields was traded to Pittsburgh. And Caleb Williams takes you through that day. Take a listen.
Riveting. And people try to make it, oh, somebody else might go number one. We've known this the entire time. Right. Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears trade away Justin Fields. On that day, when that happens, what's your first thought?
I was in the car. I was driving to a business meeting, and I'm listening to music, bobbing my head. I probably got on Drake, and I'm chilling. I'm in West Hollywood area, driving to a business meeting, and all I see is my phone explodes. Whether it's actual just regular fans, or whether it's ESPN, whether it's, you know, whatever the case may be, and I pick up my phone, and it's going off, and I'm trying to figure out what just happened, because it went from just nothing and maybe a couple of texts to just like phone just do-do-do-do-do. I end up calling a couple of people, and it's just like well, we know where their mind and heart is at this instance. Let's prepare, get ready, and handle things, you know, accordingly, and you know, still do our, you know, due diligence on the situation and things like that. But in that moment, it was just like, it was kind of like, wow, because I didn't do my top 30, you know, visit yet. They didn't have my medicals and things like that. So they have it all now, but it's nothing. But it was, you know, and I had a good time in my top 30. But yeah, it was interesting right then in that moment, because it was just so unexpected in that instance.
Caleb Williams on The Pivot. Check out the entire interview. Interesting stuff, isn't it?
I find him to be a compelling interview.
Me too.
I think he's an engaging personality. Here's hoping he's an above average quarterback.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah, even. Well, of course.
What do you got? What are you watching for?
I don't know if somebody mentioned this, but I watched the first two episodes of Sugar last night. It's Colin Farrell. He is a private investigator. He's in Hollywood trying to find the granddaughter of a Hollywood producer. Pretty good so far. Kind of a little artsy, but good. Worth
artsy.
Watching.
Oh,
yeah.
Very
little,
unlike
little
you.
Artsy.
Little artsy. Tyler and Miller. Miller, what do you got?
I can't wait to check out Conan O'Brien Must Go, new travel series on Max, HBO Max. I guess it's Max now, starring Conan O'Brien traveling to different countries across the world. It's apparently a lot like his podcast. So if you're a fan of Conan O'Brien, I think you probably want to check this out on Max.
Interesting.
I had this recommended to me. I don't know what it's about entirely, but it's called Ripley on Netflix.
Last week, did you get it?
Yes,
okay. It's based on the Talented Mr. Ripley, if you've seen the movie. Check that out, too. Series.
Way to be listening, Tyler.
He was busy planning his day the other day for going to all those different games.
That's right, buying all those expensive tickets.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we've got White Sox baseball coming up.
A different Shea Norling will be your pregame host.
This is going to be
Network
gold.
Shea.
Network Shea
Welcome
Norling.
Welcome in, everybody. This is the White Sox pregame show. I'm Shea Norling.
Let's see what the White Sox can muster up offensively as they get set to take on a really strong Philadelphia Phillies team.
A little different than earlier in the day when I was trying to launch them into the face of the sun.
That's coming up next. Thank you to Tyler Aki and Jeff Beller. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great weekend.